Welcome back to Occult 45, everybody. This is Evan D coming at you live and direct from Florida. Thanks for coming back for another episode. This is just a short chat with my friend on our lunch break at work. I am an electrician by day, a union electrician. And yeah, man, so we just have a short chat in the car. It's going to be called Occult 45 FTC from the car. So we might do a few more of these too, just some short chats, seeing where they go and what comes up about this weird place that we live in. So yeah, man, check us out. My boy Pat is the man, and he drops some pretty good bombs on us. So yeah, enjoy the episode, and we'll see you again with another longer episode soon. All right, thanks.
On tape. But anyway, man, Occult 45, man, welcome to the show, dude. We're live with episode 8. We're coming at you from the car on lunch break. I got one of my IBEW brothers with me here. Another awesome mind connected to pushing these truth topics that we're talking about here. Yeah, man, we are both members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And yeah, man, we've been working together, having some great conversations at work, and it's just cool to have them on finally. We've been saying we're gonna shoot an episode, but I mean, now we're making it happen. So welcome, Pat. What's up, man?
What's up? How's it going?
Good, dude. Good.
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, man, we're out here building America, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with, seems like shit's backwards, man. These guys on TV playing a fucking game, getting paid fucking millions, and we, like, make shit run,
mm-hmm.
and we get, like, bullshit. Like, what the fuck?
But from their perspective, because we were talking about how, you know, you change your perspective, you change your reality. From their perspective, what they're doing is, you know, infinitely more important, you know. Educating, you know, quote unquote, the American public, you know, entertaining them, keeping them sedated, keeping them tranquilized.
Let's watch the game, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, go buy your fucking 18 pack of Bud Light because, right, you know, Super Bowl's this weekend.
Right.
It's, I don't even know who's playing. It's like the Rams and someone
else. And it literally is this weekend.
It's this fucking Sunday.
I didn't even think about that because I don't follow any sports.
I don't follow sports.
Either. Like, we're both into music more, so that's a commonality there. We both like that shit more than all that.
And that's unfortunate because, you know, we'll take football, for example. It's this fucking Super Bowl weekend. Football is a fun game to play with your friends, you know, in a park and have a great time. And that's what it used to be. And now it's a multi-billion dollar annual, like, profit Goliath that is literally one of the only things that keeps some of these people going in this country, it feels like. Without football, I mean, the NFL is one thing, but what if there was no football whatsoever? What if there was no college football? You know, there's a lot of people nowadays, you know, they're very vocal about the NFL and how they don't like it, even though they love watching people play football.
Yeah, man, I definitely feel like there is a distraction element to that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
To all these, like, pro sports and shit, I feel like they're definitely, and, you know, there's people who break down even the game of, like, baseball, the numbers that they use within the game,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just very, like, almost like the game is a ritual itself,
mm-hmm.
like, some black magic numbers going on within the game. I don't know a ton about that sort of gematria, like, number system, but... yeah, man, when did you first, like, start saying, okay, what we're being told is not really the truth?
Oh, man.
How long has it been?
Well, one of my earliest memories is my mother telling me to question everything.
That's a good mom.
So for so for better or worse, I've been doing that since I was young. And yeah, it's gotten me in a lot of trouble, you know. A lot more so as an adult than as a child. And you're a child and you say something inappropriate, you know, you get a smack on the cheek and, you know, a talking to. Nowadays, if you say certain things or espouse certain ideas, you go to fucking prison.
Right.
You know?
I mean, that...
There's people serving, like, 4 or 5 life sentences for getting in car accidents because of what they believe. You know? Right. The things they support, the things they... The ideas, you know, God forbid, they have in their head.
Yeah, what do you think about that whole thing, the prison system?
The prison system.
It's such a crazy business that, like,
people
are in jail for, like, nothing, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in jail for nothing, and because of that, there's a lot of people who need to be in fucking jail, you know, who are out. They get released for, you know, whatever reasons, for some politician to... you know, make some kind of statement about, you know, the state of America. But, yeah, the one thing the prison system doesn't do in this country is rehabilitate criminals. You know, which I, you know, a prison's primary job is to imprison someone. Secondary, I think, it should be rehabilitation. Well, that definitely doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. Especially these people who are, like, serving, like, life sentences for weed still. They're trying to get them out, but it's, like, just crazy that they're in jail for that.
And, you know, see, that's another thing. Kind of going back to what I just said. Any president could do that right now. They could do that right now by, like, signing a fucking piece of paper. Right. You know, that someone else wrote for them. Right. But, you know, they do what they want. And this is what they want. Because it's a means of social control. And it makes a lot of people a lot of money. And, you know, those people then use that money to, you know, lobby Congress, and then they get whatever the fuck they want, and it's this, you know, never-ending backroom handshake that all of us are excluded from.
Right.
And that's just hey man, that's just fucking Wednesday.
that's just
a Wednesday.
So hey, what do you think about the people at the top behind closed doors, like, fucking, like, eating babies and shit? You think that's all true? Or you think it's a big fucking...
I think... Here's something fucking terrible that I think. I think the whole, you know, elite pedophile, like, circles... It's twofold. One, which, you know, we all learned from the Jeffrey Epstein fiasco situation, you know, all that coming to light, everything about that. The world is run by these people who entrap rich, powerful, you know, political leaders and the like in this pedophile blackmail ring. So here's a scenario. You're Bill Clinton. You go to a party, you know, because you're rich and famous and, you know, everything's fucking great. And you know, sleep with a young girl who says, you know, oh yeah, she's 19, she's 18, whatever. You wake up in the morning and, you know, very important people tell you what's just happened. You were recorded, like, audio and visual last night, and that girl was, you know, 15. And if you don't do exactly what we say, Mr. President, we will let the world know this.
Right.
And the second part of it is, I think it's the gauntlet being thrown down. It's, okay, welcome, you know, to the top. Here's the price of entry.
Right.
Are you willing to do this for, you know, everything that comes next? And if the answer is no, you know, I don't think you ever hear from those fucking people again.
Deep shit, dude. It goes deep. It goes deep, man. I definitely think that that could be true. Like, most likely. It's these ancient religions, you know, that believe this shit. And they're definitely doing some shady shit behind the curtain. You know, if you cannot see that, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's just crazy. The shit that they're fucking with our DNA and treating us really like cattle is basically how it is. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, except I feel like, you know, we're not cattle that's even, like, you know, there for some kind of beneficial purpose, like, you know, eating. We're cattle for some kind of fucking ritualistic sacrifice. Whatever the fuck that could be. You know, we were talking the other day about placing the entire world under some kind of mass hypnosis. For what comes next, you know, God only knows. But, you know, you see it everywhere with how pre-programmed people are to respond to certain stimuli in a certain manner.
Right, right. It's all right, brother. And then, you know, we got Hollywood. I mean, guys, that's what witches used to make their wands out of. The holly tree.
The wood of so the holly tree.
They are definitely casting spells through movies. They show, pre-program this shit through the movies. They show us what they're doing. And
if you, you know, if you believe that they're predictive, you know, I mentioned too that there's a lot of Hollywood film nowadays where Earth is a fucking shithole, you know, 100 years in the future, and everyone's, you know, squabbling over scraps while the elite are off world in, you know, another fucking planet or some space station.
Do you think that the elite are trying to leave this plane? This place? Whatever this place is?
Absolutely.
You think they're trying to go somewhere else?
I think with enough money and enough power, like, these people are privy to a lot of shit that the rest of us can only speculate upon to a certain degree. I mean,
what do you think about space? Do you think it's like what they say it is? What do you think about that?
Well, I've never been to space. Personally, the closest I've ever gotten was, like, flying in an airplane across country. But, I believe that people are told certain things for certain reasons, and a lot of time those reasons are malicious. It's not very often that people are told things, I feel, anymore, for a good reason. You know.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I feel you there.
Mm-hmm. I would like to believe that space is real. And that, you know, these things that I've been told my whole life weren't just utter lies for some bigger purpose. But, you know, I'm a skeptic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like what they say they're telling us, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just...
And it's unfortunate that people are so distrustful of the authority in, you know, not just America, but it seems like most of the Western world and beyond. People are so distrustful of authority that they don't believe anything that they say anymore. Even if that is trying to, you know, help people. You know,
one thing that came out of the pandemic was the government fucking gave Americans money. They just gave them money. They showed that they could do that.
Do you think?
And, you know, then they stopped doing it. They gave them, like, you know, a scrap of fucking stale, you know, crust off a piece of bread, you know, at their lowest point when they were about to starve to death. And then they're like, oh, man, thank you so much. Can I have, like, you know, just maybe one piece of bread now? And they're like, whoa. Hell no. Back the fuck up.
Do you think we should have got more in the stimulus checks?
I think what we saw from the fucking stimulus checks was a bunch of people, like, paying off credit card debt. A bunch of people, like, putting that towards their mortgages. You know, paying off their cars. It was a huge boost to the economy. But I think that it was ultimately bad from the elite's perspective. Because these people are getting themselves, you know, a little bit out of the holes that they're in. And that is absolutely unacceptable. Because if every single American isn't drowning in debt, the machine stops working.
Yep. That seems to be what they want, you know. They, the, you owe rent this month, you got the bit, you got the bills. Keep this fear of debt, like, over our head. Yeah. And, like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. Like, we're just, like...
And because of that, it's increasingly more and more... You're having to bend over backwards in the workplace. You especially see that with nursing and hospital staff right now. There are so many nurses quitting in the midst of everything they've been subjected to because of the pandemic. And it's all because the fucking hospital corporations in America are driven 100% by profit. So they will understaff purposefully their entire hospital when they need the staffing the most, and they will overstaff nurses so that, you know, the level of care they can provide is ultimately less, regardless of how good of, you know, a nurse the person is. They simply cannot be in 8-9 places at once. And yeah,
hospitals are a crazy business, dude. Yeah,
they're a huge one.
The better insurance you have, mm-hmm. the more they make and shit. So,
and because of, you know, the absolute juggernauts that the American, you know, healthcare industry and big pharma are, it's absolutely unacceptable that Americans are healthy.
And big food as well.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Big food. The food. Like,
oh my we're God. We don't have time to talk about the food.
Cancer causing fucking food. They're fucking feeding these.
Eating
everybody.
Fucking generations of despair that is, yeah. You know, these beings.
Like over here, there's a muffin right where we're working, and it's a nasty chocolate cake.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's been sitting on the tar. 2 weeks. Even the animals won't touch that shit, man. Yeah,
the food that we eat every single day.
Processed fucking crazy shit. That causes, you know,
causes
cancer.
Your body to
causes
break down on a
death
cellular level. Yeah,
right.
The fucking hardwiring in your cells fucking like starts misfiring, and it turns into this thing that just keeps growing and growing because you're feeding it this poison. And then what do you have to do? You get fucking cancer. You go get fucking chemotherapy. That has a 2% success rate. Chemotherapy has a 2% success rate.
My grandma's on it right now.
Oh my God, I pray for her.
Yeah, man.
Pray for
I
her.
I know. She did lose her hair, you know.
My grandma went through the same thing. It was so fucking terrible.
Yeah, man. It's shitty.
I heard a story. They used to, back in the day, this was, you know, 20 years ago. At least, you know, they put her underneath a radiation lamp, and they fucking left her there too long, and she got this burn. And my dad, like, the story was, my dad almost fucking killed this doctor for doing this to his mom.
Dude, holy shit! Hell yeah, I'd be pissed too.
I can't even imagine.
What the fuck, man?
Just hope people, like, you know, stop buying into this shit because it's killing you.
What do you think about cancer being caused purposely and them actually knowing the cure for it?
Yeah. Well, they know.
They don't tell you to eat good food and shit. They promote all this fast food and shit.
Yeah.
And big food is processing this garbage and
it all works hand in hand.
Yep. It's a very well-oiled machine they got going. Yeah, but
when you're getting fucking burnt under a radiation lamp, you know, you're
it's not falling asking apart. Questions their shit's like falling this. Apart.
Yeah.
Right. And they know their shit's falling apart, bro. Like, absolutely. This shit's changing. More and more people are starting to have these kind of conversations that we're having right now, you know? And it's cool being part of this movement, man.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, dude, it's really cool. Definitely. We do want to keep these car sessions, maybe a couple more coming, you know? Maybe a couple more of these kind of chats, little half-hour chats. You know, but fuck yeah, man. It's refreshing talking to people who know what the fuck's going on. A lot of people just cannot see this shit, but we're here to help you with that, you know? Start to look around a little more, because there's some crazy-ass bullshit going on. And yeah, man, it's got a fucking end.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. So, what do you think about fluoride in the water?
Ugh.
You think they're fucking heavily fluoridating our water?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
They say it's good for your teeth. Definitely.
It's like, what's good for your teeth is not eating food. It's a fucking
poison, yeah. You know? Supposedly makes people more obedient. After being on fluoride for just 1 month, a person's never the same. That's what, like, the dude that, like, created it, I guess, fucking said. So, like, I definitely think that, like, the big water companies, like, fuck, we got big food, big pharma, big water. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck's in that shit? So, I mean, to collect rainwater, you gotta, like, tell them and shit, get permits and shit. What the fuck? So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty sketchy. But, yeah, brother, man, thanks for being on a first From the Car episode. That was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Occult 45 FTC episode 1 side episode FTC From the Car. Occult 45 with my boy Pat, fellow IBEW member. And yeah, thanks for coming on, man. And we'll have another chat soon.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful evening.
Hell yeah. Later, brother.
Later.